The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live, and it's my privilege to welcome you to the program today. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I want to take care of something because the way my brain works, I will forget. My wife and I have been married for over 50 years now, and one of the things that has driven her almost insane at times is my terrible memory. And it has nothing to do with my age. I have always been this way. I have always had a weird, strange memory. Things that are really, 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 really important, I don't remember. And things that are absolutely trivial and mean nothing, I remember every detail. And I've said this before. I mean, some really, really important things in my life. Joy can give you great details about her early childhood. I mean, when she was really, really young, she remembers this, she remembers that, she remembers people, she remembers people's names and places. I remember very little from my childhood. I mean, I remember a lot, but not like most people. And again, a psychologist would say, well, you had a terrible childhood. I had a wonderful childhood. I did. I had a one. It just, you know, and important events, I don't remember. But if we go on vacation and we head south, whether it's Tennessee or Florida, I can tell you where we stopped and got gas 30 years ago. Say, oh, hey, look, remember that? Oh, it's changed a little bit. You know, just weird. So anyway, I remember gas stations, restaurants, you know, things like that from many, many years ago. But important things, I don't remember. So anyway, I want to deal with this. Otherwise, it'll get lost in my stack. And it's not incredibly important, but I don't want to forget. One of the things that I try very hard to do on this program is present facts. I try to research things. I try to check them out. I yell at you people and I yell at myself for passing on things that are rumors and unsubstantiated and hoaxes on the internet and conspiracies and all that. So I'm very open and honest with you, my listening audience. If you hear me say something that is incorrect, tell me about it. Let me know. And I'll check it out. And if I'm wrong, I have no problem whatsoever in issuing a correction, a retraction, apologizing. I have no problem with that at all. For me, if there is a pride aspect, it is in passing on correct information, not being right. Who cares whether I'm right or not? What matters is if I'm telling you the truth. So anyway, said all that, if you were listening yesterday, I issued an apology and a correction. Because early in the program yesterday, I made a big deal out of the fact that, oh my goodness, Donald Trump's approval ratings from the people at Gallup has risen. It's equal to the highest ratings he has ever had. And I went on and on and on about the mainstream media. 90% of the coverage is negative against him. And a listener who, and I'll say this kindly but factually, the only time I ever hear from this listener is if this listener disagrees. And I don't know whether it's a man or a woman. I don't know. All I've got is an email address. I have never seen a name, and that's not important. But every once in a while, I'll get an email, and if I see that email address pop up, I know, oh boy, this individual's disagreeing with me, taking me to task on something, and that's okay. I enjoy hearing from this individual. Anyway, so yesterday, you need to check your facts. That's from those figures you quoted about the Gallup poll was from some right-wing blog. You need to do a better bit of research. I am a researcher, the person said, and I always try to check at least 5 different resources. I prefer 7, but sometimes just 5, and you were wrong. And so this individual gave me a link to Gallup. And I looked it up during one of the commercial breaks, and sure enough, the headline from this link was Trump's approval ratings plummet from 49% to 43%. So I went on the air, if you were listening yesterday, and I said, hey, I got to issue a correction. I'm sorry. I guess I didn't look at the date. I didn't look at it deep enough. I violated my own rules, and I want to issue a correction. It's not 49%, it's 43%. And I apologize. I made a mistake. Well, this morning, I did a little bit of further research. Well, I was correct the first time. The my listener, who boasted about being a researcher and always checking their sources with either 5 or 7 sources, that was back in April. dumb me, I didn't check the date on that either. I trusted the listener. Well, I did a little research, and here is the latest Gallup. The latest, 49%. Here I'm looking at Gallup from today. I just pulled this up today. Presidential approval ratings, Donald Trump, the approval ratings reported here are based on Gallup daily tracking averages for President Donald Trump. Periodic multi-day polls for Trump starting in 2019, so on and so forth. Donald Trump's presidential job approval rating. Latest job approval rating. May 1st. To the 13th. Now, I realize this is May 19th, but the last time Gallup did the poll, it was May 1st to May 13th. Latest job approval rating, 49%. Highest job approval rating to date, 49%. 5 times since his inauguration, he has reached 49%. And right now, the latest Gallup is 49%. In the midst of all this coronavirus thing and the vicious attacks of the mainstream media, he is holding at the highest approval rating of his presidency. So I correct the correction. So in essence, and I'm not boasting about this, but if I'm going to report the truth, I was wrong yesterday when I said it was wrong. Does that make sense? Now, sometimes I'm wrong and I have to apologize and correct myself, okay? But yesterday when I issued the correction, I was wrong. I was right the first time. His presidential approval ratings are 49%, which matches the highest. 5 times he's reached 49%, and that's where he is currently. Now, I would imagine Gallup will be coming out with a new approval rate probably in another week, and when that comes out, I'll be happy to pass that along to you as well. So, all right, I need to take a break, and we'll return. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, how about some good news? Those of you who keep an eye on news concerning Israel, Delta Airlines has announced today that they will restart Tel Aviv flights in June. Delta Airlines will resume flights from the United States to Tel Aviv Airport this coming June. Here's the news release. Delta Airlines plans to restart flights between New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport and Ben Gurion Airport in early June, becoming the latest international carrier to announce the renewal of flights. The announcement comes as the U.S. airline plans to renew many international services, including various transatlantic and transpacific destinations. Delta Airline flights to Ben Gurion Airport was suspended back on March 14th. Fellow U.S. airline United Airlines has continued flying to Ben-Gurion Airport from Newark Liberty International Airport, Washington Dulles International Airport, and San Francisco International Airport. Earlier this week, Lufthansa said it would operate a total of 6 weekly flights from Frankfurt and Munich to Ben-Gurion, commencing on June 2nd. And then there's a whole long list of others. And for the first time, flights will be initiated between Tel Aviv Airport, is, you know, the main airport in Israel, and Abu Dhabi. Yeah, Abu Dhabi. That's going to be interesting. We do not know when tourism is going to be opening in Israel, but it looks like it won't be long before tourism will open up in Israel, but it's going to be very slow and it's going to be very limited. So, if you're a regular listener, you know, I talk to you often about our Salem Media Tour coming up the first week in December. And I keep saying this, and I mean this. Tourism is going to start opening up to Israel. It's going to be very small. It's going to be very limited. There are going to be long waiting lists to get in on those tours because, again, they're going to be much smaller. They're going to be very limited. And there are going to be long waiting lists to get on those tours because hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people already had reservations for tours that have been canceled. Most of those people still want to go to Israel. So as soon as it opens up, they're going to be looking for a tour. That's why if you have been thinking about going to Israel, I would really encourage you to go to thewordcolumbus.com and check out our Stand with Israel tour. Mike Lindell is going to be one of the hosts. Now, I don't know Mike well. I've interviewed him on several occasions. I was with him on a tour to Israel a few years ago, and he's just a real deal. He is just a common, down-to-earth guy. He's going to be one of the tour guides, as well as Sebastian Gorka. So it's coming up in December. Now, I realize some of you are going, well, We are not positive that Israel is going to be opened up for tourism in December. No, that is very true. I think almost all experts believe that it will be opened up by December. But if you register now, get your seat, get your reservations in, your place saved, you will have until mid-August to cancel for any reason without any penalties. So certainly, we're going to know by the middle of August whether tourism is actually going to be opened up. So get your reservation in now. Reserve your place because, pardon me for being repetitious, but it's true. As soon as Israel opens up for tourism, there is going to be a huge backlog of people who have been wanting to go who are going to be looking desperately to get in on a tour. So get your reservation in, save your spot, and then you have until mid-August to cancel. TheWordColumbus.com, TheWordColumbus.com. Fox News is talking about Donald Trump saying that he has been taking hydroxychloroquine or Quinn, however you want to pronounce it. Neil Cavuto went crazy yesterday when Donald Trump said that he had been taking it for a couple weeks. Neil Cavuto went nuts. He's usually very even-keeled, and he says people are going to die. If you take this drug because the president said he's taking it, you could die. Don't you do it. I don't care what the president said. People are going to die. And this is Fox News. It's like any other medication. You don't take it without doctor's orders and instructions. But anyway, Neil Cavuto, I don't know what they're saying because obviously I don't have the sound up, but he has an expert, I am sure, to back up his hysteria yesterday. These are fascinating and crazy times. Hey, I'm coming up on the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, I want to give you an update on what's going on in Oregon. The governor of Oregon, and most of you know, Oregon is a very left-leaning, far-left liberal state. The governor is a far-left liberal Democrat, and very draconian measures, like so many liberal Democrats, in their stay-at-home orders, shut down of businesses, and so forth. Talk about a bizarre turnaround in 24 hours concerning the courts. And this is just a preview of what we're going to see for the next several months. One court ruling this way, being overturned by another. It is going to be a mess. And Oregon is just fascinating. And I'll have that story for you in just a moment when we return with more Bob Burney Live.